It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Our technical director is Bill Matz. Bill, if Vince McMahon had been on the call of the Edmonton Oilers game last night, how would he have called the goal that was just scored?
Well, it's got to be Kane!
It's got to be Kane! Evander Kane and the Edmonton Oilers getting the job done. Sportsnet with the call there as Edmonton takes down Calgary last night to take a 2-1 series lead. Hour number two, Magnificent May Monday. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley, and the whole crew, including our guy Rick Camp in the saddle this week with Jake on vacation. Great to have Rick Camp with us here on the show and with you here on the BetQL Network. So much fun stuff still to come on the show. We'll get to the NHL in a second. We're going to talk some Cleveland Browns. We got time. We'll do best sports month ranked. And if not, a lot of open space on the show coming up.
Right.
Sports start to disappear.
It's a little bit of a slow week. You know, it's going to slow down a little bit. The old Charles Schwab coming up in golf, you know, not a lot going on.
Oh, good old Chuck. You know.
You got to talk to him. Yeah, you got to talk to Chuck.
We can try and stump him. Pam Maldonado coming up this hour. French Open bets. Dennis Bernstein an hour from now on hockey. John Heyman next hour. Major League Baseball awards. We'll do some updated fatness with our guy Rick Camp. Find out what Rick's been up to. Power hour, final hour, all our bets for tonight, including side total props from Rick, myself, and Ken. Game 4, Celtics and Heat in Beantown. But for now, let's talk some hockey here. I'll bring our pal Bill Matz on the show as well. You bet any hockey this weekend, Ken? I know that you and I feel like we're on the same side of some bets. You talked about some stuff on Friday, right?
Yeah, so I think I might have mentioned this when you were on, but otherwise I mentioned it Friday for sure. When I got back from vacation, I checked my email inbox, and there was a like 5,000-word opus from Bill during the vacation. Hey, like, I know you're on vacation, but I did a lot of work on the Conn Smythe Trophy, and it's like really interesting.
Here's where was my email from Bill, by the way? I can't get this. Bill, only Ken gets it. He's on vacation. I'm here.
I reached out. To be fair, I had asked him before vacation, like, "Hey, you ever like, what do you know about this? Do you know anything?" So I was, I had put in a request, you know, and it was rewarded, and so that's just got me really interested. Here's another award market. Why not pile them on at this point? Let's just get all the award markets going. I put some effort in and placed a lot of bets on Conn Smythe on Friday night. So Friday night was just, I'm going to lose the plot here on who played Friday night. Rangers, was that the last game for them or
Rangers
no?
Was definitely Friday because they played yesterday also.
Okay. I forget who played, but I had to.
And Oilers Flames.
Oilers. That was the important game. Because
game 3 was last night, so it had to have been Friday.
Oilers were down 1-0 in their series to Calgary. And I remember Bill and I had like a private chat on this program going during one of the segments of the show with me basically being like, okay, this is my pool. What do you think? Like this. And the idea was basically, the thought was like, what if the Avs are in more trouble than the market expects, not just in the series against St. Louis, but like in general, after how they looked in the first series versus how they looked against St. Louis, like what if they're more in trouble than people think? They're still viewed as this like Titanic favorite that's like unstoppable. What if that's
Well, they just have their players keep hurting opposing goaltenders and it'll be all right. Good.
So it, you know, looks like they're going to get past St. Louis.
the Blues tonight. You know, I'm betting St. Louis tonight with my guy, Vili.
My cousin Vili. Yeah, my cousin Vili. Love that guy. So the idea was basically, all right, and at that time, that series was still 1-1. Oilers were down 1-0. Lightning looked in command. I think they were up 2-0 at that point. And I was like, all right, like if I want to take a shot against the Avs, rather than betting Avs won't win the title, which would be, I figured out what the price would be. It would have been like plus 200 or something, or plus whatever it was at that point. Can I make a collection of Conn Smythe winners from the other teams that's going to pay way more than that if Colorado loses? So if Colorado wins, I'm stuck. But I basically bet Vasilevsky, Kucherov, McDavid, Kachuk, and Gaudreau, I think is who I bet.
Not Markstrom.
Did not bet Markstrom. Bill helped me with Calgary. Calgary, I was like, just tell me what to do. He was like, I think it could be, it's going to be Gaudreau. And I was like, what about the guy who just had a hat trick in game 1? And he's like, nah. And I was like, well, I'm going to add him anyway. That turned out to be a bad idea, but at least so far. So the prices have obviously dropped since then, but just like, that was, you know, I guess an approach that still like people could get some value out of was just like, you know, if a team looks vulnerable, rather than just like bet St. Louis or find a no price, which is not even offered a lot of places, on Colorado to win the cup, what's like a creative way to create a way better price on something like that happening? You know, if you hated the Warriors, is it to win the NBA title? Rather than bet no, do you price shop Tatum and Butler to win finals MVP? Maybe you price shop those and it comes out a little better than the no on Warriors because those two are so likely to win. Or you find another way. Again, just finding different ways to play things. Maybe that's a bad idea for the NBA. In this case, it seemed really smart. And McDavid, since then, has just like absolutely exploded, basically, where now his
he's
odds
playing
have like
a different
plummeted.
Sport. He's right, literally playing exactly. a different sport from everybody else.
So that was my betting, just to give you a little bit long-winded there, but that was like what I spent a lot of time Friday night doing. Now this is another awards market that I'm like completely meticulously following day to day, which has been very fun.
What's better, Nikita Kucherov or the old show on USA Network, La Femme Nikita?
Oh, La Femme Nikita. Did I ever really watch La Femme Nikita?
Bill, not it used really. To come on, like, it was on
after
Raw.
Yeah, immediately after Raw, yeah.
Well, it was Silk Stockings when I was, like, really young. That used to come on afterwards.
I was, like, flipping through the channels the other night. It was, like, one of these random channels that I would never watch. And it was, like, an episode of Silk Stockings from, like, right. 1996, probably.
We gotta go. We're out of time. Silk Stockings is up next.
Right. Amazing. Okay, so good stuff there from Ken on betting the Conn Smythe. Vasilevsky, Kucherov, Connor McDavid, and Gaudreau are the ones that you really like, and maybe a little lukewarm on Kucherov.
If you had to bet that market now, what would you bet? McDavid?
McDavid, easily. I'm going to ask
26 at Rivers on Friday night.
Ridiculous. Ridiculous. Yeah. Bill, I'm going to ask Dennis Bernstein this question also. If Edmonton gets to the Stanley Cup final, I think McDavid can easily win the award and become the first player to win it on a losing team since J.S. Jaguar back in 2001 or 2003, whenever that was, when the Ducks lost to the Devils. Like, he has been that good. Do you agree with that, Bill? That, like, McDavid could be that guy to have his team not... They just have to get there, and he plays well in that series, and he has been so otherworldly throughout this postseason that, like... And he would have to be to get there to beat Colorado, right? Like, I think McDavid can win the award even if Edmonton doesn't win the cup as long as they get to the final.
No, I fully agree. Edmonton's played 10 games. He went scoreless in one, has two or more points in the other nine. He's just been absolutely insane. Only Reggie Leach in 1976 has won as a loser, as a forward, non-goalie. But I just think, I mean, it's perfect narrative. Like, this is what Edmonton is. It's an undermanned team with the best player in the world. I just see it lining up perfectly. If they can somehow get by Calgary and Colorado, it's not like they're up, you know, 3-0 on Calgary. It's 2-1. But he's just gone absolutely nuclear. If he gets to the final, I think he's got as much of a chance as anybody on the winning team.
You better you bet BetQL Network, Nick, Ken, and Bill. For the moment, talking National Hockey League. Dennis Bernstein next hour joining us to break down the Stanley Cup playoffs. So I've been teasing it throughout the day on social, on the show. I think people could probably figure out what it is at this point, right, with the way I'm talking. I placed a Stanley Cup future after game number two. So after Edmonton beat Calgary, I took the Oilers to win the Stanley Cup at 13-1. I think the Oilers and longtime fans and followers of mine will remember this like old shtick that I used to do. The team of destiny. Destiny spelled with the dollar sign. The Washington Capitals were one of the teams of destiny. The St. Louis Blues were a team of destiny for me a couple years ago. I think the Edmonton Oilers, and the S would be a dollar sign in this instance, would be this year's team of destiny, where Connor McDavid has taken his game to just another level here. And Edmonton has seemingly got over the hump from being one of those teams like the Maple Leafs, a team that we can look at and label as being choke artists, right? Like, if they were choke artists, they would have lost to the Kings. They would have, you know, yacked away game seven at home. They would have folded after giving up nine in game one against Calgary, and the Flames race out to the early lead in game number two before Edmonton just shuts them down and McDavid just goes nuclear in the second period. And then Edmonton easily wins game number three. I bet the Oilers for the series as well before game number three. I think I'm plus 135. I bet the Oilers to win game three. I have a bet on the Oilers already put in to win game number four coming up tomorrow night in the Oilers Flames series. So I'm all in on this Edmonton Oilers team. Mike Smith like shook off game number one and has played better since then. And Colorado last year showed you that this is a team that could fold like a cheap suit when things aren't going their way. We'll see how game four goes tonight against St. Louis. I like the Blues a little bit tonight. That they are going to rally around Husso. That's going to be an emotional game for St. Louis after Binnington got knocked out by Nazem Kadri in the loss over the weekend in game number three. I like the Blues tonight. I think the Avs probably win the series, but I think Edmonton's the best team remaining right now. And I think McDavid is kind of like ascending, maybe. I don't know if anyone can get to like Gretzky or rarefied air, but he might be like right behind it when this is all said and done here. So that's my Stanley Cup future right now. I am in on the Edmonton Oilers in a variety of different ways to win the Stanley Cup and advance to the next round and beat Calgary in game four.
Compelling. That was, I mean, that's, I hope you're right.
Until they lose the next three.
Right. Bet Rivers probably doesn't hope I'm right, but I hope I'm right. Right. So had to send the old, had to send for review multiple times to get those in.
Right. Nice.
Because like, I saw it and I go, all right, let's see if they'll take that.
It's they're like probably like, oh no, this guy's betting hockey now.
It's like, wait, isn't this the guy we just paid a lot of money on Jokic? Yes. Yes, you did. So like, oh, God, which was also was sent hockey. For review. Right. Yeah. Sent to Mr. Rivers. Had to go approve that one. So anyway, they had a 26. It was 16 before the last game. Yeah, I think I agree with you just in terms of like the shape of the market right now. Like I've actually watched more the last few days than I have previously. I just like Tampa's so good and their winners are already restricted to two players. Like Vasilevsky and Kucherov are the only two players that can win. Now I don't know who would win between the two of them and neither does the market because every time I think it's Vasilevsky for sure, Kucherov has like another night where he has 4 points. Basically, I'm just like, oh.
It has to be Vasilevsky at this point. I think it has to be Vasilevsky. Well, Vasilevsky won one, Bill?
Yeah, he won the last one. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then Hedman won the first one.
In the bubble against Dallas.
So you could argue like Kucherov like hasn't won one yet. So like okay. Maybe that's like in the interest of being different. And it's not
Kucherov's
it's not, like he
not
hasn't
their best player.
Either.
Like I guess he is, but Stamkos well, points is up injured. There as well, right?
Yeah, but I think Kucherov. I mean, Bill, correct me if I'm wrong. Kucherov.
But it's
is
not
like
Curry's never won a Finals MVP. It's not like that.
Right, but Kucherov's dramatically outplayed Stamkos in the playoffs. I think if I had to guess, Bill, would they? Yeah. Is that fair? Yeah.
And Braden points right there, but he's been hurt, so that kind of right. Cancels him out. Just when Hedman won.
Who's the best player on the Lightning, besides for Vasilevsky?
Me, personally, I think it's Victor Hedman, but Kucherov is the dude who puts up the huge numbers.
There you go.
Bill thought maybe Kucherov wouldn't win because he was Russian. There's like a lot of anti-Russian vibe going on.
But I feel like it may be like...
But Vasilevsky's Russian too, which is a problem.
It may be like, well, but we're healing now.
Right. So Stamkos, come on down. Right.
It's like, everybody before we begin the NFL draft, we now have a moment of healing. We bring out Tampa Bay Lightning goalie Andrei Vasilevsky.
Yeah, I mean, can you imagine? I mean, if anybody would butcher that, it'd be Gary Bettman, I guess. Jeez, that's a tough one.
I like the bets here, Ken.
Yeah,
you think
I'm more locked in now.
This at all?
Definitely more locked in. To win the cup, I have no... I still think, like, fade Colorado has to be... Doesn't it, like, have to be smart? I'm not saying they can't win. Doesn't it just, like, have to be smart right now? Anything
betting,
but Colorado. ABC.
I'm betting against
anything
them
but
tonight.
Colorado.
I bet against them tonight. I'm with you here. So Bill, you thought that Calgary was going to get past Colorado, right? And Calgary was going to win the cup. How worried are you right now with how the way my Oilers have taken care of business against your Flames?
No, I'm incredibly worried because I thought Edmonton could only win games by they descend into anarchy. They had to get loose to win games, and Calgary is the team. With Daryl Sutter, with the defensive depth, with Markstrom and Nett, that could just really just structure them to death and just bore them. The way Dallas kind of bored Calgary a little bit to make that a series. And McDavid has just, he's, the way I have heard McDavid's greatness described best is the gap between him and the second best player in the NHL is wider than 1 and 2 in any other sport. He's just absolutely insane right now. It's unbelievable watching him play. He's completely undefendable.
And Liam McHugh said that when he was on the show with us last week, that he thinks McDavid's the best athlete in any sport right now, like the best at what he does. And it's kind of really hard to disagree. Curious, Ken or Bill or anyone else on our staff, if you have thoughts on the Rangers-Hurricane series, just because we saw that game 3 yesterday as well, along with Edmonton and Calgary. And we'll get to Tampa and Florida had game 3 yesterday because game 4 is coming up tonight. Rangers beating the Canes 2-1. The Rangers, like, played terribly against Pittsburgh and managed to win the series. I think they've played great in these 3 games against Carolina and are down 2-1. -110 either way, game number 4 tomorrow night at Madison Square Garden. The total's 5.5, juiced -145 to the under. I'll tell you what, I wouldn't bet the over, the Rangers and the Hurricanes. Bill, you got anything quick for us here on the Rangers and Hurricanes?
Just that the Rangers, like you said, have absolutely...
We can do this next segment too if we want. Oh.
No, the Rangers have just really picked up their game since the Pittsburgh series. They're absolutely limiting Carolina's high-danger scoring chances. Carolina right now is producing offensively like they're the Dallas Stars. And Igor Shesterkin, .956 save percentage through 3 games. That's what he has to be for them to win. It's kind of a toss-up right now, and I thought Carolina was going to kill them.
Ken, I'm going to say this right now.
You think the Rangers are going to win?
I think the Rangers are going to win the series.
What are they right now to win the series?
It's a good... I actually don't have it written down. I'll find it in 2 seconds, but it's...
I mean, they're a dog, yeah.
And they're like a sizable dog, too. They're plus 240.
So they're down 2-1. They haven't lost a home game yet, and they have the better goalie?
Yes.
That sounds like a really good idea to make a bet.
I'm going to tell you how I see this going. And I'm going to do it right after this, because we have a break coming up here. So NHL on the other side, a little Rangers Hurricanes. And it was like the Vince McMahon.
Swing and a miss.
See it happen. You will. But not tonight.